Clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de la puerta.
Y welcome you aboard our highway of the sky.
If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the automatic doors. They will be closing in a moment. Thank you.
Welcome to another episode of Monorail Tells. Tonight, I am joined with my, as I always say, favorite co-host, Sheila. How are you doing tonight, Sheila?
I'm doing really good tonight, Bill, and I hope you are too.
Yes, I'm good. Today, we have a special guest. Person I work with, give a little shout out to Brandon, has a friend he went to college with who is an engineer. And I'm also an engineer, and he has a Disney connection. We'll get in a little bit later. I'll leave you a little bit of tease here. So I would like to introduce our special guest tonight, Brian Holsey.
Hi, everyone. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good, Ryan. And it's so good to have you join us for this episode.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited.
So let's get to the meat and potatoes of it. We'll get to know you a little bit. You take the first question there, Sheila.
All right, Ryan. First of many questions coming your way tonight, so be prepared. On all of our shows, to every story that is shared by our listeners and our guests, is there's a beginning, a middle, and an end. So I want to start at the beginning. Let's take you back to growing up. Where were you born?
Yeah, so I'm from New Jersey. I lived in New Jersey my whole life. So that's kind of where I began.
Can you remember the first time that you really felt like Disney came into your life? Was that, you know, by going to the parks or something you saw on TV?
Yeah, growing up, my family wasn't like your typical Disney family. We never really went to the parks every year. We were never like super obsessed with it, but something... We went to the parks once when I was little. I was probably like 10 years old. And from that moment on, something just like clicked in my head. Oh, and I was automatically obsessed. And it was like, I had to like go home, do my research on like every ride that I'd been on. I had to know every backstory. And my mom was always like, you're 10 years old. You shouldn't be like caring about this. A funny memory is when I was in third grade, like they had a hero's day and everyone dressed up as like their favorite person. And I actually dressed up as Walt Disney. And my mom still is like, I remember like drawing the mustache on your face. Like, I didn't really know how to make you look like him, but she like tried her best. And I remember walking around with a sign that said Walt Disney, so people knew who I was.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's kind of where like my obsession kind of started.
Okay. So there you are at 10 years old, going to Disney for the first time. I don't know how much of that trip you can remember, but I mean, were you staying on property?
I don't think we were. Like, that's okay. I think it wasn't like a Disney trip. It was like we kind of went all around Orlando. Like, we did like SeaWorld, Discovery Cove, all that stuff. And that's why it was kind of weird that all of a sudden I was obsessed with Disney after this trip.
Okay, one last question for the 10-year-old you. Can you remember your favorite ride at that time from Disney?
Oh my gosh, I loved the Peter Pan ride when I was little. Like, something about, I think I was just so fascinated how we were like, back then I thought we were flying and I could look down and like see all of London. I thought it was like just the coolest thing ever.
Wow. So, okay, now you're 10. Let's move forward a few more years. When was the next time that you went to Disney?
It's weird because the next time I went, it wasn't until college. Me and my friends, my friend was actually, she dances on like the Rutgers dance team. So we went down there for nationals to support her. And that was kind of the next time I think I was a freshman in college. And so, but that time in between, like I didn't really skip a beat. I was always like, I kept like knowing all the new rides were coming, everything. Like I knew all the facts. I watched all like the YouTube videos and I was always so obsessed. And then going back and now from 10 years old to college, it was like a totally different experience. And I thought it was like awesome going back older.
You know what? I really find this interesting that you're saying that your family was not really Disney-fied. I just want to make a quick comment, Bill, and then you can go into the next segment if you want. But I was talking to my granddaughter, and believe me, my daughter and son-in-law are not Disney-fied. And it was interesting because to hear her turn around to me and say, I'm really getting into Disney. Now she's 12. And last time she went to Disney, she was 6 months old. But it's just like, what makes us as people become Disney geeks, if you like, even though we're not in that bubble?
I think it was crazy. I don't know if it's because I always kind of why I'm a backstory, why I'm an engineer. I always wanted to be like a roller coaster designer. So I don't know if that was like going to Disney. There's not really any amusement park that's as amazing as Disney. So maybe I kind of connected the two. Like I loved roller coasters, and now this was like the most amazing amusement park I've ever seen. So it was kind of like, oh, I'm obsessed with Disney after this. I don't really know how it clicked.
It's funny.
Okay, Sheila, because we like surprises around here, and we're going to go with that. We have another guest co-host with us, so I would like to introduce her this time. Kind of odd to do it now, but we're going to do it. And she's a friend of the family who is a college student now, in college right now. So I want to introduce our special guest co-host, Cassidy Wojcik. How are you doing tonight, Cassidy?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, Cassidy.
Hello.
Hi, Cassidy.
Hello.
Okay, so for a quick introduction here, Cassidy, we have Sheila, who obviously has the British accent because she's from South Carolina, and she's the other co-host. And then we have Ryan, who is the guest. So basically, a little background as we'll get more into. Ryan has an engineering background. We're going to get into that real quick right now. Cassidy is an engineering student who's aspiring someday to possibly work for Disney. So we've got a little bit of tie-in. So she'll sit in and she'll ask a few questions from her perspective. And of course, Sheila and I have our perspective. As I said before, I'm an engineer, so I have a little bit of a different perspective than Sheila. Sheila's just a crazy British woman that moved to Canada to get to England to get a green card so she could go to Disney World all the time with her so-called husband, Steve, but that's beside the fact. So as we're bleeding into this, you are a Disney fan. We figured that out. You're also an engineer. So let's get into that a little bit. Like I said, the guy I work with went to college with you. He seemed like a nice, well, he is a nice guy. So I figured Ryan's this nice guy too, because if he knows Brandon, blah, blah, blah. But I never asked you this one question. What type of engineering are you?
Yeah, so I'm a civil engineer and I do like site civil work, so I do land development.
Okay, cool. I thought you were some odd engineer, like, I don't know, a mechanical engineer. I'm a civil too, so those mechanicals, I think that's what maybe Cassidy's kind of in right now. So I'm not sure. We'll find that out. But so, okay, civil engineering. So let's fast forward. You're in college. How did you find out or apply for an internship with Disney? Let's start with that.
Yeah, so I was kind of just my sophomore year of college. I was just like looking through like the careers, I guess, in Disney, and I saw that they do, because I knew they did like the Disney College Program, which is like you work in the parks, like you do like you work in the stores or like work as like in the hotels, and I like thought that like would be cool, but I always was like, how could I ever get an internship there? So I found out that they do like they call it professional internships, and they do have an engineering professional internship. So I was looking through that, and then my sophomore year, I just thought, oh, I should just apply. Like, I might as well just apply. So I ended up applying. I went through the interviewing process, and I ended up getting it my sophomore year. But they wanted me to take a semester off of college, and that kind of didn't really work out. Like, I wanted to graduate on time. I didn't want to be kind of held back and graduate late. So I had to deny that, and that was a super hard decision. But I kept in contact with the hiring manager, the man that interviewed me. And, like, literally, I think it was, like, every 6 months I would email him and be like, hi, just wanting to keep in touch, like, just making sure I'm still here, like, I still want to work for Disney after, like, I graduate. And then senior year came, and it was time to apply for the next semester, and that would be, like, after I graduated, so I wouldn't have to miss any school. And the hiring manager was like, there's, like, no decision for me, like, you are obviously going to get it, like, you kept in contact with me for 2 years. And I still thought, so that was such a cool experience of, like, having that connection and, like, getting to work there after I graduated and everything kind of worked out.
I find that amazing in some ways that you turned Disney down, but they kept you basically still on the books.
I was so nervous about that. And I was like, is this going to be, like, the worst decision ever? And I kind of walked through, like, the hiring manager, like, I walked through, like, what my experience was and, like, what I was going through personally. And he was like, just keep in contact with me and, like, keep your grades up, keep internships, like, and you won't have anything to worry about when you apply again. Just reach out to me. And he was, like, super amazing and was like, I want you to work for me.
Very impressive.
Let's just go with a similarity here of stories between when I just heard recently from Al with his a little bit of persistence and having the right stuff at the right time to get to become a monorail pilot, where he had the right stuff. And same thing with you, Ryan, is you handled it perfectly. You know, they didn't have what you wanted at that time, but you did the right stuff and kept in touch and did the work necessary to do it. So you're going in exactly, I guess, just introduce or say what the title of the program and your role in that program was, if you could.
Yeah, so the title of the whole program was the Engineering Professional Internship. And then there's, like, a bunch of different branches off of that main head. And I worked for a department called FAM, and it stands for Facility Asset Management. And my role was, it was like a field rep. So Disney has a bunch of, like, groups that work together on projects. And kind of my role was being the person that was out in the field, reporting back to the project managers in the office, reporting back to, like, the design teams, reporting back to, if I was working at a park, the park teams, and kind of letting them know what was going on, like, during construction, like, at the moment. So that's kind of what my role was. And, like, facility asset management, that department works on, we do, like, maintenance. So, like, an easy way to describe it is we would, like, once the Imagineers are done with a project, they kind of give it to FAM to, like, work on after. So part of FAM is also, like, redoing different hotel rooms. We're redoing, like, the entrances to the parks or, like, the tram loops, and that's kind of, like, what my team did. I was on the transportation and security team. So a lot of our projects revolved around, like, the tram loops, the entrances to the parks, the security around the parks, and things like that.
So the first day you worked for Disney and you put your little badge on, how did that feel for you?
Oh, my God. That was, like, my first day was, like, amazing because there was, like, 11 of us that was starting in that department. And it was just so cool, like, meeting new people. And our first day, they took us around. Like, they showed us the new, like, they were redoing the rooms at Animal Kingdom Lodge. And we got to, like, get a sneak peek of that. And we got to go into, like, Epcot. And there's a tour going in Epcot. It's in, like, the Seas area and, like, the aquarium. And we got to actually do that tour. Like, they gave the internships, like, that experience. So that was, like, a dream come true, seeing that and, like, hearing about what people actually do and how they kind of like make the magic happen. And I thought that was, it was an awesome day.
Cool.
So Ryan, I'm just interested. What would be a typical day for you? Not necessarily that I was doing this, I was doing that, but like run through, like, you know, I get up at this time, I have breakfast, you know, the little minute details that I go hang out with Mickey for a while, and, you know, just your typical average day for a engineering professional intern with the facility asset management.
Yeah. So the app, minus all of that, like, and they had like a bunch of like internship things that you do, but they really kind of treated the internships like they were entry level positions, and they gave us like a lot of responsibility. So I was kind of, my supervisor wanted me to like get a chance to see like everything, but the main project that I was working on was like the new tram loop to Epcot. It's finished now, but that was kind of what I was working on now in the front of the park. So kind of like a normal day would be, you would have like 6 a.m. meetings with all the contractors, everyone that was on the construction site, and we would kind of go through like scheduling, if we're ahead of schedule, if we're behind schedule, and then we would go through, like, there would be like little things that would come up each day that we would have to talk about. And then after that, we would kind of walk around the site, make sure everyone's doing what they're supposed to be doing. We would have to like fill out like a log that kind of told us what everyone was doing and make sure everyone was doing things correctly and make sure like everything, all the calculations were correct. And then we would have to take pictures to make sure everything was kind of cooperating right, and kind of just keeping like the peace of the like construction site. But then also with that, we would kind of have meetings back in the office. So we would be back and forth to construction sites, or we would be hopping over to another construction site to make sure they are doing good. But since I was an intern, I was kind of just on like one site per day. But that's kind of like a normal day, just making sure everything was running smoothly on the site. So it was a little bit different for me because my past internships have all been kind of design work. So this was kind of cool seeing everything in the field and seeing how everything is constructed and works out in the field.
I don't know if Cassidy at this stage has any questions. Cassidy?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. All right. Okay. From New Jersey to Florida. I am jumping around a little bit and I do apologize for that, but I'm just kind of interested. You said you've never moved out of New Jersey. So here you are now in Florida working for Disney. Wow. I mean, that's quite the move. Did you, even though you're busy at Disney, was there anything that made it hard for you being on this internship?
Yeah. So that was the biggest part, was probably moving down there, because I'm like super close with my family, super close with my friends. So like that was hard, but it was cool moving down there because Disney put all their interns in like housing.
Right.
So I had 3 roommates that were also interns. And then I met, like, you meet people during like all these internship events. And so I kind of like made a really good group of friends that I met, and that they helped me like so much through it, which made it like a lot easier because we were all kind of missing our families, missing our friends, but then we were in the happiest place ever and we get to like run around the park. So like it made us super close, and like we had so much fun together, and like I'm still like close with them even now. Like I remember my first, like they have like a check-in for the rooms. And my one friend, who she's my best friend now, she taps me on the shoulder and she's like, hi. And I was like, hi. And like, that was the first person I ever met during my internship. And we're still like super close now. We sit on the phone now and talk for like 2 hours about everything.
Oh,
and I thought that was like really cool making that connection. And she's all the way in Illinois.
A question for you here. It's a little bit working with the fam group, I guess you're working a little bit behind the scenes, which is pretty cool to do. I guess my question is, did you lose any sense of the magic of Disney by, you know, peeling back that layer and seeing parts that no one else knows about, or did it kind of add to the magic?
Yeah, that I was worried about that too, like kind of seeing like all the backstage stuff of that would kind of ruin it for me, but I don't think that did. I think it only made it cooler, because now if I like go back with my family or go back with my friends, I'm like, oh, you guys are looking at this, but really you don't know it actually does this, or you don't know this takes you there. Like, I think it kind of made it cooler than me, but it might also be because I was always kind of interested in the behind the scenes, and that like always made Disney like cooler for me.
So how long was the internship for?
It was from, it started in June, and then it lasts till December.
Oh, so 6 months.
Yes.
Okay, and as I said, you know, I am jumping around, so bear with me.
No, you're fine.
So as you come closer to December, what are your feelings then, knowing that, you know, your time is coming to a close soon?
Yeah, so actually my ending was a little weird, because I'm like the type of person that I'm like, oh my God, it's ending, like I need to get a job. So I actually started interviewing for jobs before I even left, and I came home like for a week in September, and I went on interviews and I ended up getting a job. So I was kind of like leaving the internship with a full-time job, because I knew as much as I loved working down there, I did end up like missing my family and wanting to be it back in New Jersey, just because that's where I thought I wanted to be. And now that I think back, I'm like, oh, maybe I should have stayed, maybe. But like, of course, I have no regrets like leaving or anything.
I guess that kind of leads into a question I was going to ask. Well, I'll ask it now. I mean, you're obviously, not obviously, but you're early in your career in New Jersey, in the field you're in. Do you have any aspirations possibly to go back to Disney and work full time, either later in your career or, you know, well, when I retire, I'm going to go down there and work. I don't care. But yeah, you're a little further away. Well, I'm further away from my retirement. You're a little further than me from my work. Do you have any aspirations to ever go back possibly and work for Disney?
Yeah. So kind of how I was saying, like when I left, I was kind of like, it was an awesome experience, but like, it's time for me to move on. Now that I like started working and up here, and I'm like, oh, maybe like that was like amazing. Like I do kind of want to go back. And I think down the road, I feel like I would love to go back. I think I don't know how much I would want to do like field work. I would kind of want to do more of like design aspect. And I wish I got to kind of see that side of Disney a little bit more. But I think I definitely wouldn't say I wouldn't go back to Disney.
Okay, I'm reading notes here. Besides the Epcot tram loop entrance, etc., did I read somewhere that you also worked on, or I think I heard you say it, on the resort rooms as well?
So the team that I was on didn't work on the resorts, but like my one close friend, her project was the Animal Kingdom Lodge. So she was in there.
Oh, okay.
Like every day. But yeah, so my projects were, my team was like transportation and security. So we did that. My main projects was the front of Epcot, and then International Gateway, the back of Epcot, that entrance that they just redid. That was, I worked on that a lot. And then also the TTC, the Transportation Ticket Center, that also just got redone, and I did a little work on that. And like, there was a bunch of like little projects, like the Contemporary monorail entrance got redone. I got to see a little bit of that. And then just doing like my main, because they wanted me to do be my own field. Because all these projects, I was like shadowing, working with the main field rep that was the full time. And then they kind of took me and like they wanted to see how well I did by myself. So I got to do, they were installing cameras in like a security building. So I got to kind of run that by myself. And that was a cool experience being like, oh yeah, like I'm in charge. You put that there. You put like, it was like, it was crazy to think like, are you sure you want me to be like in charge of this? But it was such a cool like growing experience. And I feel like now as I'm full time, that gave me so much confidence from that internship just to be like, I guess I do know what I'm doing. Like, I guess I can do something.
Yeah. Now, were you given choices when you started this? You know, sort of like you say you were doing transportation, your friend was doing resort rooms. Did you have a choice or did they just slide you into, you know, where they felt you should go?
I guess no. The short answer is no. We didn't have a choice. Like kind of the first day we got there, we all got like a folder and it said like our team and like what we'd be focused on. But during like the interview process, like I interviewed with the hiring manager first, like, and he kind of told me what I'd be working on. So I knew what I was kind of I'd be working. Like I didn't know exactly what I would be doing, but it had an idea of what I would be doing. And like my friend who was doing the hotel, she interviewed with a team that did the resorts. And like, so she kind of knew she was getting in towards that.
Right.
But it was kind of like, I only interviewed for my one team. I didn't interview for any other teams.
And I know now it's all different, you know, because of, you know, what's going on with COVID, et cetera. But how easy is it to even get to that first interview to apply?
I think for some reason, it wasn't very hard for me, which I hate saying that because I didn't really have an issue. I kind of applied not thinking anything of it. And then I got a phone scan and it's like a recruiter or like someone's just like asking you simple questions. And then after that, it was the hiring manager had an interview. And then after that, that was the only interviews I had. But talking to my other friends, it seemed like a lot harder. Like they had multiple interviews. And I don't know if it was just my team or I don't really know why. It's kind of, I always thought it was like a hit or miss. I know one of my friend worked in Hollywood Studios and she interviewed for a job with Magic Kingdom and she went through all these interviews and they were like, oh, you're not going to get it. And then she randomly got a call and it was a Hollywood Studios manager being like, we want you to work with us with engineering services. So it's kind of like weird how things worked out with Disney. I think everyone kind of has like their own different story.
Yeah.
Well, this I think is a perfect opportunity to Cassidy has a question, which is on the same line. So I'll let Cassidy ask her question now.
Okay. So like Bill said before, like my dream career would be to work for Disney as an engineer. So do you have any advice? Because I think the internship would like really help like getting me to that goal. Do you have any advice of like how you think you were considered for the internship or anything on your resume that you feel like made you stand out from other applicants?
I did like three internships during my undergrad. And I think one of my internships was doing bridge inspection. And being that I was out in the field, I think my boss really liked that I had experience doing bridge inspection. So I think my advice would be to kind of look at job descriptions of full-time engineering roles at Disney and kind of see what they're looking for and base your internships around that. I just think like having as many internships as you can is like super helpful. Like I even had an internship during one of my semesters because I was like, even if I got like only 16 hours a week, it was still some experience, something to put on my resume. And I think anything that like helps build your resume is super helpful. And something that makes you like stand out is something that would grab Disney's attention.
Yeah, I think that was a great answer because, you know, you were talking to Sheila about how your process seemed to be easier than other people's. And I think you hit the nail on the head right there. probably why, is because a lot of times, you know, if your resume can speak for you, then you don't have to go through all these different, you know, I don't know how the system works for Disney, but, you know, if you have that right combination of stuff where you have, like you said, you did bridge inspection, so they know, you know, I'm an engineer. I can say this. It's like sometimes you get that engineer, like, ew, it's an engineer. They're in the office. They don't want to get dirty. They're all, you know, yeah. I won't say it, but once they see that bridge inspection thing, hint, Cassidy, that's what I do for a living. So if you want an internship, come talk to me. you know, that they'll see that and they'll say, hey, this person is smart, is an engineer, or she's an engineer. She has drive. You have to have drive to be an engineer or you can't get through the program. And you like, you don't mind if you get your hands dirty. And so, you know, that was, I just want to say that was a great answer. So to top that great question, great answer off, I have another awesome, tough question for you that I want to know. While you were there, did you get to meet the boss himself, Mickey Mouse?
Of course I did. Are you kidding? I met the first, I don't know if you guys know, they do like traditions for like new hires for Disney. And it's kind of, I think it's everyone that gets a job kind of has to go through like a training, just kind of like all like the Disney, like how to act a certain way and how to like be a certain like Disney way. You kind of like go through like a whole day of like training, I guess it is. And it's so funny. Nikki comes out and like gives us all our name tags. And it's like super magical. Everyone's like freaking out about it. And that was like another really cool experience.
Okay, I've got to ask. You're freaking out because Mickey's giving you a badge. How old were you, Ryan?
I was 22.
22.
And honestly, it's funny going down there, like being with my friends. And I was always like the crazy Disney person, like, oh, Ryan's obsessed with Disney. Going down there, you realize you are not crazy. There is people that are a lot more crazy than you, a lot more obsessed with Disney than you. And it kind of makes you feel better about it because you're like, oh, okay.
First of all, I think I'm like 48 something. And if Mickey Mouse gave me anything, I'd probably go crazy too. And I have no idea what you're talking about crazy Disney people. I'm in many groups and they seem very well leveled. They, you know, they don't get excited over silly things like overpriced paying for mugs on eBay or other stuff like that. So I don't know what you're talking about on that. So go ahead, Sheila.
Well, it's all the rest of the world, I think, is, you know, odd that don't like Disney. Okay. All right. I'm once again switching gears here. While you worked there for 6 months, did you have any interaction with those Disney guests at all?
Yeah, so that was another cool experience. So again, the project that I was mostly on was right outside of Epcot entrance. So it was, people were entering right there, exiting right there. So that was another kind of thing we had to keep track of on construction sites was, we didn't want people to get too angry on site or to be smoking on site. We had to make sure people were on their best behavior because guests were literally right over the fence. And it was like funny. We were like, my boss would be like upset about something on site. And then they would go outside of the gate and see like a little girl and like hand her a sticker and be like, hi princess. And it was just like the coolest thing ever, being like, you could snap your fingers and be totally construction mode and then walk outside and be, oh, we're happy, we're Disney, we work at Disney. And it was just like really funny kind of interacting with guests, and like little kids would see you walking out your construction head and be like, oh my gosh, mommy, look, like a construction worker. And I thought that was always cool.
Yeah, because I think I'm not going to make this a sexist comment, but I think the majority of boys always want to be the construction worker or the train driver. And I know there's little girls out there that's probably the same, so I will retract that comment. But kids do look, I think, to cast members. And wow, look, you know.
Yeah, that was always really cool. It was like you were like a famous person walking around there with your name tag on.
Now, did you yourself have any embarrassing moments? And, you know, if you did and you don't want to talk about them, that's fine. We'll just move on.
I mean, being my first day on like a huge construction site with like contractors looking at me and I have to like give a daily update, that was a little scary. And I definitely, like, my voice definitely cracked a bunch of times, but I feel like I got really good at being like laughing it off, because all the contractors, everyone on construction sites are super lighthearted and they're all like, no one really cares like what you do or what you mess up. And they all knew I was young and they didn't really care. And I got, like, it was fun kind of being, like, messing around with them.
What's some of the things, Ryan, that you took away from this program? And I know you've mentioned one of them, how it's helped you today to be more confident. But was there anything else that it gave you for being in a program?
I feel like I've learned, like, so much from being down there, whether it's just, like, my independence, moving, like, 7 states away from like everyone that I know, or it's seeing the things that I'm designing behind a computer kind of now in the field and being like, oh, we're gonna dig utility lines over here, like I can just draw that on my computer, but actually seeing it in the field and seeing construction crews and vehicles driving all over the place and knowing like exactly where they're supposed to go and like what they're supposed to do. I thought that was something really cool that I learned that now I can use as I'm designing now. But I feel like I could probably list a lot of things that I've learned. I feel like every day I was learning something, whether it's about myself or about engineering.
Okay, and if you're pointing something out to someone, how many fingers do you use?
2 fingers always.
It depends, Sheila, which side of the wall you're on. If you're on the one side of the wall, you might use 1 finger. If you're on the other wall and you're given a little girl a sticker, you have to use at least 2 fingers.
Just yeah, that's one of the things I never really had to worry about, because I was always behind the fence. So it was never, they call it like on stage. I was never really on stage.
Right.
I guess that kind of leads me into my next question, and then I'll go to Cassidy and let her ask a question. Disney is known for, well, its service, its leadership, its management skills. They have programs that they send world leaders to, not leaders, but business leaders to. They send their people to learn how to, you know, run a corporation the Disney way. Now, you did several internships at different companies, and then you did an internship with Disney. How has the way Disney does stuff, or the Disney way, has it done it better? I guess, what kind of influence has it done so far in your career on, you know, maybe how to handle situations a little different than you would otherwise? Do you, you know, anything you took away from it that way?
Yeah, so Disney is very, like, they're perfectionists. So I feel like everything they do has to be like they're always 100% on. So even like going through like the different programs they set up for interns compared to like my other internships that didn't really, like, they had a program, but it was kind of, they didn't really do as much fun things, like learning things, as much as Disney that did. And another thing was Disney was like very big on making connections. So they do, like, they let their full-time employees know that these internships do want to further their network. They do want to, like, learn about different jobs. So we would schedule kind of, like, one-on-ones, like, 30-minute one-on-ones. Like, I could reach out to anyone that I wanted to and be like, hey, do you have 30 minutes to sit down with me and talk about your career? And they'd be like, oh, my God, of course, like, come to my office, or, like anywhere across sites. Like, I could just kind of drop in if they were available. And I thought that was like such an awesome experience, because not only was I making so many connections, but it was, I'm learning about what this person does or what this person does. And I thought that was like an amazing, cool thing that Disney does.
Yeah, I could see that. And through my recent Disney geekdom, or I can't remember what Sheila was calling it, I've done a lot more reading and audiobooks about the different ways that Disney, or Walt Disney himself, ran stuff, and just doing right now one about the building of Disneyland, and C.B. Wood, who was the project manager, how he kind of did stuff a little different than Walt did, but to get it done, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, that's one of the things I find sometimes in the real world is, as a professional, you don't take time to teach or to share how to do things with other people. It's always like deadline. Whereas, you know, and Disney, you know, they have their deadlines, they have their budgets and stuff like that. But sometimes when you can get in an environment where it's more about learning, doing it the right way, doing it right, even that perfection, which is hard to achieve sometimes, but it gives you a chance to, you know, get those beneficial guidance that you don't get sometimes. That's a great point there. And I'm going to let Cassidy.
And I was just going to say, going off that, Disney, like every person that I met down there, they all had like a different like story or like what they're passionate about. And I feel like the people they hire are like so passionate about what they do, and they all are just so relatable and they are easy to talk to. And like, I never met someone that was like, oh, I'm the vice president, you can't really talk to me like that. Like, I felt so comfortable talking to anyone. Like, I didn't really know what their titles was all the time. And like, I would meet someone and then I would walk away and my coworker would be like, oh, you just talked to the president. And I'd be like, what? Like, I had no idea, because they were just so normal. I don't want to say normal, but it was so like easy to talk to them.
Ryan, do you feel that having the Disney name on your resume helped you get any future jobs after you left Disney?
I think it does. It's especially in interviews, it's such a good talking point to talk about that experience and like showing that I did get to work for one of like the biggest companies in the world. I think it definitely has a lot of perks having that on my resume.
Let's circle back real quick. You mentioned the president. Does that mean you met Josh Damara?
Maybe I was exaggerating by the president. Just the president of my department.
Okay, because I've heard, well, actually, I've seen him in person from a distance. And I've heard from groups I'm in that he is very dreamy. Let's just put it that way. He is cute. Let's just say that. as I get off subject again, this would be a great time. If Cassidy, do you have another question?
Yeah. So going along with what we're kind of talking about, did you ever get to meet any like more well-known Imagineers, like the ones you see on like the documentaries?
That's kind of one of the things that I wish I did get a chance to, but I never did. I know I remember talking to one of my friends that was full-time that previously did an internship, and she got to meet a bunch of like important Imagineers, but I was never able to. I got to like talk to Imagineers that could be famous one day, but they're not famous right now.
Kind of on the subject, or not on the subject, I mean, not kind of, but on the subject of Imagineers. Now, as a kid growing up, or an engineer in college, I think, oh, I'm an engineer. That's mean I can be an Imagineer. Engineer, Imagineer, it's split in there. So I guess you kind of alluded to this before, and I think we had talked about it off air, about maybe someone who wants to be an Imagineer, in your opinion, is it the best? I mean, from the knowledge you have, is it best to like, is it an engineer to become an Imagineer? Is it with, you know, what you've learned down there? Is it more of a, you know, I know a lot of the Imagineers started out in the art, you know, they were the artists, and then they moved into a role of doing sets, and then they started into, you know, they got moved into it. So do you have any advice in that area?
Yeah. So when I was going down there, I thought Imagineers were like the civil engineers, the mechanical engineers, but we had like a presentation by the Imagineering department, and they kind of talked about how it's more like art majors getting into it. And then I had like a one-on-one with an Imagineer that was a civil engineer, but she was more on like the project management side. So it was more like being in charge of projects, not so much designing. And that's something that I never knew until I went down there and got to experience. So I think my advice, if you did want to be an Imagineer down there, it would be more, and you were an engineer, it'd be more project management instead of the actual designing and coming up with different ideas for rides.
We've been talking about your time at Disney. I really would like to know, what are you doing today, Ryan?
Yes, so I'm doing land development. So I was working for a bigger company, didn't really like it so much. After Disney, I was working for a bigger company, didn't really like it so much. And then I got reached out to by like a unique kind of opportunity to be one of like the first design engineers for like a startup company. And I thought this was a super cool opportunity for me to kind of be able to grow. So that's what I do now. I'm doing land development. So we do commercial buildings and industrial buildings and down to single family housing and townhouse communities. So I'm kind of, we do the design work. So we do grading and utility design work and like setting up like traffic and all that kind of sort of stuff. So basically everything on land from the building, like outside of the building. So the building is all done by architectural and structural engineers. Wow. And that's kind of, it's kind of hard to explain.
No. No, you explained it really well, actually. Now, is that, you're still in New Jersey, yeah?
Yeah, I'm still in New Jersey.
Okay. And any thoughts of, even if you didn't work for Disney, any thoughts of moving back to the Orlando area?
If I worked for Disney, I would totally move back there, but I don't think I would really want, I didn't really like the heat down there.
Me both.
I remember going onto construction sites and the heat index would be 114 and but then 2 months into it, it was just like, okay, this is just how it's going to be. I'm going to sweat through my jeans every day and that's just normal. But that was definitely a hard adjustment, taking off my hard hat and it was a pool of water.
Wow.
But you get used to it. Or waking up at 5:30 and walking outside and immediately start sweating and the sun's not even out yet. Or even like getting into a pool and you get into the pool and you're like, oh, this pool is not cold and refreshing.
Okay.
So that was definitely something I didn't like.
You told us that the first part of your day when you worked for Disney was having meetings at 6 o'clock in the morning. What time did your day end at Disney?
Disney treats their internships, they can only work 40 hours. They don't really like allow you to work overtime, which I kind of liked because I got out at like 2 o'clock. I would like go to lunch and have an hour left and then I would go home. So that was kind of nice. So that was nice getting out early.
Okay. You say you went home. Now, do we believe you when there's a park there with rides? And
I mean, going back to sweating through my jeans, I would definitely go home and change. But then I would probably go right to the parks after, like probably 4 out of 5 days during the week, plus the weekends.
You just got back from a trip to Walt Disney World.
Yes.
I have insider information. I can't remember. Was that your first trip down there since your internship?
Yeah, that was my first time going since I left 2 years ago. I can't believe it's been 2 years.
Yeah. How was that experience going down there after, like, just between going there before and going after? How was that experience?
Yeah, it was. I was kind of worried about that, too. I was like, how am I going to act like taking the Magical Express to like my hotel and not being able to just drive back to my apartment? But it was definitely different. I kind of felt like I obviously liked it. I love vacationing down there, but it was like, oh, I've been on this ride so many times, I don't really need to go on it. This, like, I feel like before I went down there, my trips were very like, I need to do this, this, and this, and this. But now when I went back down there, it was like, oh, I kind of like relax. And if I get on this ride, like I get on it. If I don't, like that's completely fine. So I kind of like where I was at, where it was just a much more relaxing trip than what I'm used to.
Did you go back to the area where you installed those cameras, looked up and said, I did that?
Well, those cameras are backstage, so I didn't go back.
Oh, okay.
But I did see, like, the Epcot tram loop, and I was like, oh my gosh. Like, because when I left, it wasn't completely done. So this was my first time seeing it completely finished.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, wow, this is, like, really cool. I was like, oh, this is where I told this electrician to install light, and this is where I saw this being dug up. And so that was really cool because it was all, like, finished and beautiful. And I was like, how did it go from a construction site to this amazing, beautiful landscape?
Okay. You no longer work for Disney, but you have your connections in the transportation engineering aspect of that. Is there anybody you have pull with or anyone you can talk about? It's not speaking of the Epcot loop, but anything you could do about the buses from the resort at Epcot, that they're so far away from the main gate entrance. Anything you can do about that. Like, call someone up, something, please.
I don't know. Maybe I can get someone's contact for that.
Oh, sure, give it to me. I'll call them.
Yeah, I don't think I ever interacted with any of those people.
That's one thing. I was like, I'm sitting there. Why is it so far? I'm staying at the resort. I mean, you got the Uber people right there. Just move the Uber people all the way over here and move us here. Yeah, or at least my bus.
That's so true.
But yeah, that's me. I like the resort. Oh my god, I forgot what it's called. The Monorail. That's the name of our show. The Monorail Loop Resort.
So that's one word you should forget, Bill.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I'm going to walk away with that now.
Hey, Ryan, I mean, while you're down then, you know, do you... Because it's all kind of the same area. When you walked around the parks, did you take time to look at what other Imagineers was putting into place around the parks? Those little hidden little gems and...
Yeah, that's like one of like my favorite things to look at. Even like before I worked down there, it was like looking up different hidden secrets about the parks. That was always so cool. And like being like, oh wow, like maybe I can do that one day, or maybe I could have something hidden somewhere. Like I always thought that was so cool.
So did you do a hidden Mickey around any of these projects that you did?
No, I didn't. Oh.
But I mean, it's true. I mean, you know, Imagineers do these things. There's always a story behind everything.
Yeah.
That they do. And Ryan, I've said it so many times on this show, I'm sure people get fed up with me, but most people are busy going on the rides, and unfortunately they miss these little gems. Yeah. That are there.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I always liked about Disney, is that it wasn't, for me, it wasn't always like getting on the rides. It was always just like experiencing like the atmosphere kind of like Disney gives out off. And that's what I always really liked about it. And that's, I like bringing like my family who doesn't really go down there, and bringing them for the, like my sister came for the first time since we were all little, and just seeing how she was 30 years old and she was so excited to see everything. It was just such a cool experience. Taking my family now and like showing them what I love, and they're like, oh my gosh, I love it too now.
Yeah. And then do you sort of like yell at them for all these years missed?
Yes, of course.
Mom, I was 10 years old before you first took me. Other than engineering, if you could have chosen one other thing to sort of like do an internship on, what would it have been at Disney for you?
I think it would be like getting more into like art, like being able to actually see how a ride idea develops, and being able to like sit in a room where people are just like throwing ideas back and forth at each other. I think that would be awesome. Also like the animation movies, I think that's super interesting too. and how like those movies get made. So maybe something in like the movie industry.
I guess first I'll ask Cassidy, do you have a question at this time towards the end you want to ask him to wrap up?
No, but I did learn a lot.
That's the purpose of this, and hopefully. Is there anything that you want to say to kind of sum up your whole experience of the internship, Ryan?
I just think it was such a cool experience, and I definitely recommend it to anyone, not just about growing your career, but also kind of growing your own like personal growth. And I just think it was such a cool learning experience. And I do want to say there was a cool experience that I went through that we didn't really talk about, that they call it third shift. So on like construction sites, they work through the night, and that, so they have like, we had a field rep that was a third shift field rep, and he kind of like, we called him like the vampire because he only worked during the night. So you would start at like 10 o'clock at night and end at 7 o'clock in the morning once the first shift got there. And it was cool. I got to work with our third shift guy in Epcot and kind of see like Disney does not stop working. They work like kind of going out to construction sites at night is kind of like the busiest time because there's no guests, so they can kind of get as much work done as they can. So that was really cool. It was 2 o'clock in the morning and a construction site was full and everyone was working, and it was cool seeing that, and driving around Epcot late at night when no one was there. It was such a cool experience.
Wow, I'd love to have that experience. Yeah, I really would.
Yeah. It was really cool, and seeing just like the painters painting, and they looked like so relaxing painting all the different pavilions in the country. It was really cool.
And I suppose a cooler time of day to be working in for you.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah.
It was a lot cooler.
Now, you know, what's it like going into these parks at 3 o'clock in the morning? There's no visitors there. I mean, does it give it a different feel completely?
I think, yeah, it does. Like having no one in there is just, you really get to like appreciate every little thing and get to see everything you want to see. And like, I think it's one of the coolest experiences that I got down there. And even they do like a lot of like cast, there's a lot of benefits that the cast members as a whole get. And there was even like experiences where they had like Star Wars, like the movies at 12 o'clock at night in Hollywood Studios. So just going to see a movie in Hollywood Studios at 12 with all of your coworkers was really awesome too.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they do a lot of good benefits for their cast members.
Bill, I am going to change this up a bit, and I do apologize, but I cannot let Ryan go without asking the three most important questions.
Who's the best co-host? Me. Oh, that's not the question?
Nah.
Okay, I'll let you have it.
Nor will it be who's got the best accent. Who's got the best face for radio? No.
That's Rick.
Yeah. Most times, Ryan, we do try with our first-time guests, you know, to ask a couple of questions. And, you know, if you thought any of these were hard, now you're getting into the real toughest. Okay, sorry, I've got my husband sitting next to me, pointing with one finger, not two fingers. It was a pinky point. I don't know if Disney does pinky points, but okay, Ryan, I need to know who your favorite character is.
Well, so I have, my favorite all-time character is definitely Dumbo, but I feel like as I got an older, I've loved Joy and Sadness. I don't know, like, I'm so obsessed with Joy and Sadness.
How many times have you seen the movie?
Inside Out?
Yeah.
Probably a lot. I probably don't know how much I've seen it.
Do you know, I've only seen it once. And I made it to the end, which was, you know, good, but I usually fall asleep.
I just think they're so funny together.
You know, maybe I need to, go and see it with fresh eyes. Okay, your favorite ride, Ryan?
Oof, that's a tough one too. I would say my favorite ride would be Flight of Passage, but then I just recently went on Rise of the Resistance for the first time, and I was amazed by that. I don't know. I feel like I have so many. But then going back to, like, classics, I love Tower of Terror as well. That's probably my all-time favorite.
Okay. Your favorite park? Ooh, Disney park.
That's a tough one, too. Probably Epcot. I love drinking around the world. It's always fun, like, going with my friends. And especially when people say, Disney is not for adults. I'm like, you haven't done Disney with me yet.
Brian, I like you. I don't think, maybe we might have had one other guest kind of a similar answer, but I think you're the very first one that admits you go around the world drinking.
No, everyone has to admit that. It should be on everyone's bucket list.
So you actually, from each country, get a drink, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, which part do you start up, Mexico or Canada?
Mexico, always.
So when you get to Canada, how are you feeling?
Well, Canada's close to United Kingdom, and you know what's at United Kingdom, the best pub in all the pavilions. So you have to take a shot there. So by Canada, you're like, just give me water.
Oh, I love it. Great answers. Cassidy, I'd like to ask you the same three questions. So who is your favorite character, Cassidy?
Definitely a Mickey Mouse. Go with the original. But I feel like Cinderella's up there too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, get an internship at Disney and Mickey will pin your badge on you.
That'd be super cool.
Wait, Ryan?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Okay, Cassidy, your favorite ride?
I like Splash Mountain. But okay. Then kind of like what Ryan said, like the engineering of like Flight of Passage and Rise of the Resistance is really cool. Even though I'm not a Star Wars fan, like just the whole trackless system they're doing now is awesome.
Yeah, that's, I'm not a Star Wars fan either, and I love that ride.
I wish I could go on it, but it's just not, unfortunately, something I can ride.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it is. If you survive Ratatouille, you could do Star Wars. My wife did it.
Well, no, with Ratatouille, I have my eyes closed, so I don't know. I promise I will keep them open next time, though, Bill.
Wait, could you do Soarin'?
I can do Soarin'.
Oh, that's good. I just brought my friend on Soarin', and he did not like it at all.
I mean, I'll go on. I'll even do Skyliner with Steve, and I, you know, my husband, and I hate it, but... it's not the heights, it's the drops I don't
like. Yeah, I was going to say, who are you kidding, Sheila? When the bus hits a pothole, you go freaked out, so.
Yeah. A normal elevator gets me as well, so, yeah, not very good. Last question, Cassidy. Your favorite park?
Definitely Magic Kingdom. It's the most magical.
Oh, good answers, guys.
Well, it's because you can't drink around the world yet.
Oh, yeah. You need to hook up with Ryan in how? I'm sorry.
When she's of age.
When you're of age, get a hold of Ryan.
Yes,
and he'll take you to Epcot. Oh, we got the dating game going on here. This is cool. Okay, sorry, Bill. I went off the beam.
That was exactly where I was going, so it was perfect. We work so well together. We are so much better than any of the other ones who do interview. That Steve guy has nothing. Oh, I'm sorry, is Steve there, you said?
Yeah, Steve is in the background. So. Oh, sorry, what did Trump used to say? Oh, you're fired.
In seriousness, though, thank you, Ryan, for coming on. Thank you, Cassidy, to being a great sport and jumping into the guest co-host spot. And, yeah, that's about it. Just want to thank all our listeners for listening and keep on listening. And if you want to continue the fun when we're not talking on your device, check us out at monorailtells.com. There's a lot of great information on there. You can also check us out on Facebook and Instagram. On Facebook, go to Monorail Tells. That's T-A-L-E-S. We have our private group. You can go in there, just ask a couple quick questions and get in there. And it's a safe environment where Disney lovers can get, that sounds weird, Disney fans can get on weird. There and just a safe place to talk about fun stuff that we want to talk about. And thank you guys again for coming on.
Thank you. This was so much fun.
Ryan, I can't thank you enough for giving up this time, and the same for you as well, Cassidy. It's been great.
Thank you for having
me. Everyone's got to say good night. Good night, listeners. We love you. Good night, Bill.
Good night, listeners. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Switch on the sky and the stars glow for you. Go see the world because it's all so brand new. Don't close your eyes because your future's ready to shine. It's just a
Thank you!